A small Michigan company has a big goal to retrofit thousands of vehicles a year to run on propane. Albert Venezio is chairman of ICOM North America, based in New Hudson. Welcome to the program, Albert.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us, what are the pluses of running a car on propane?
When you use propane, and we also call it autogas, as was known around the world, you're reducing emissions approximately 50%. You're bringing your particulate matter, which is the black soot that comes out of the tailpipe that causes lung issues, to zero, which is very dramatic. You're using a domestic fuel source. So the United States is the exporter of propane. So that means we have more than enough we can actually export. So we're using 100% U.S. fuel source, and our friends in Canada have lots too. So with the shale play that's going on, there's plenty of propane. And the real thing for the fleets, we're going after the fleet market. Mm-hmm. With the fleets, they're reducing their fuel costs about 30 to 50%. And that's very dramatic. And that can keep people working and companies in business and so forth. So it's a total plus.
Now, I know you have the Metro cars at,
yes,
at Detroit Metropolitan Airport.
They're all Grand Rapids.
And in Grand Rapids. So yeah, if someone goes to the airport and sees a Metro car, it's running on a retrofit.
Most all of those are running on ICOM systems. There's a few hundred of those, and they save a lot of money every year. They do go through hundreds of thousands of gallons of propane a year. They do about 150 to 200,000 miles a year on those vehicles. So if you consider a consumer vehicle does about 15 to 20,000 miles a year, a fleet vehicle often does 50,000 to 200,000. So one fleet vehicle can equal, say, 10 consumer vehicles. So that's a huge savings. Also, what they're able to do is extend the service life of that vehicle. So propane, what's injected as a liquid, goes in cleaner and it has a cold charge. So that actually extends engine life and as well as the service cycles. So if you change your oil, say, every 3,000, 4,000 miles with propane, because it's so much cleaner, your oil is cleaner and go to 6,000 to 8,000.
Huh.
So everything is a plus, and it's been that way for many years.
And how do they find engine performance?
Equal to or better. So when you inject propane as a liquid, which is one of our patents, we're a patent holder of liquid injection, you have the same or better performance than gasoline, reduced emissions, almost the same miles per gallon in gasoline. It's an all-around win.
Now, what does it take to retrofit a vehicle? Is it an expensive proposition?
Fairly simple, and the return on investment is usually less than a year with most fleets. So what we do is if it's a bi-fuel vehicle, which means you keep your gasoline, so you don't lose your gasoline system. You can use it in you need it for extended range, so forth, and also on startup. We add a propane tank, which is quarter-inch steel. You can shoot a gun at it, and it won't pierce it, so it's very, very safe. We've crash-tested a number of vehicles with the propane tanks. And you add an engine rail system, and it's very simple. It's about, depending on the vehicle and the tank, $6,000 to $8,000 install in most cases. Mm-hmm. And a return on investment with the price of propane when you buy it as autogas, which is like wholesale propane, you're saving probably somewhere of $1 to $2 a gallon.
And, of course, as we're all listening, we're all thinking now, could this be applied to our individual vehicles? Is
sure.
that doable?
It could be. And in Europe, for example, there's 23 million propane vehicles around the world. That's the third most after gasoline and diesel. In Europe, when you go to almost any gas station in Italy or Germany or Poland and lesser extent France, you'll see propane right there at the pump. And it's mostly a consumer market. It's not quite a consumer market yet in the U.S., but we think it's coming. As we get more infrastructure out there and more vehicle platforms EPA certified, which we're the leaders on. We have over 600 EPA certified vehicle platforms. We think it'll then move to the consumer market.
So then we talk practical application, and you hinted at the infrastructure. So
right
now, not very great. You'd have to go where to get your autogas?
Yeah, great point, Cindy. So right now, it's basically a fleet market. So we would work with a propane partner, say an AmeriGas, Ferrogas, Suburban Propane, Independent, and they would bring a propane station and put it in at the site of the fleet. So they'll build a station. So instead of going to the gasoline station and paying, say, $3.89 a gallon, they might pay $2 or some number like $2 a gallon at their own site. And that station is very inexpensive station. It's very simple to use. There's not a great cost like there is with natural gas stations. As this is becoming more and more prevalent in the USA, like it is in many parts around the world, you'll start to see it more and more in public stations. And I think there's over 1,000 right now in the U.S. that are public stations.
And with the tank you put in, Albert, how many miles can you get out of it?
Usually it equals the same on the gasoline. So say your gasoline tank range is 300 miles, we'll find usually equal to or a little bit more. So actually double your range in most cases.
Now, I remember some years ago doing consumer alert reports for TV that focused on the dangers of propane grills, and I talked with firefighters who've put out
sure.
big house fires that began because of a propane tank fire. So talk to us about how safe it is to be driving with a propane tank.
Sure. Great question. So propane is actually much safer than gasoline. The flammability range is a limited range where gasoline is, once you reach a certain temperature, it can be explosive. With propane, it's a very limited range, and you're a quarter inch thick steel tank. With a gasoline tank, it's a plastic tank you could actually punch through. So there's also many safety features on the system in accordance with NFP 58, which is National Fire Protection 58. So for example, an accident happens and a hose gets severed on the system, a double back check valve will slam shut when it feels the pressure go down and there's no incidents. We've had over 12,000 systems in the U.S. market, a couple hundred thousand systems worldwide, and ICOM in Europe has made over 4 million propane vehicle tanks, and we've never had an accident that hurt anyone.
Okay.
So we're very prevalent in the school bus market. We man a lot of systems for school buses. We have to crash test those vehicles, and we know how important those kids are, and we meet the school bus requirements. So that's how safe propane is, much safer than gasoline.
Well, we know propane's a domestic fuel, Albert, and it gives us a good viable alternative to foreign oil. But a lot of the propane we get comes from fracking, and you and I know fracking is highly controversial. So how do you respond to these critics who worry about all the water that's used and the potential harm from the chemicals used during extracting and processing?
There's some concerns there, and I think it has to be studied further. Not all propane comes from fracking. We've had propane for over 100 years before they're actually fracking. It's just when they do a well and they go for natural gas, they go for a wet well where there's natural gas, propane, and butane. So as there's more fracking, there's more propane, but we don't have to have fracking to have propane. And there's definitely some concerns there, and there's concerns with the oil wells, as we saw from what happened in the Gulf. So anytime you're going into the earth, there's always some concerns. But we need energy, and it's better than bringing in from the Middle East or so forth.
Do you see propane as an end unto itself, or do you think this is a bridge until engineers can improve the battery or develop an engine using hydrogen so we can ultimately one day walk away from petroleum fuels?
Yeah, great question. It's definitely a bridge fuel like natural gas is. And keep in mind that propane is a natural gas solid, so it's basically kind of like a derivative of natural gas. I believe it's a bridge fuel, but I think that bridge is 10 to 15 to 20 years. So I don't really believe in an alternative fuel is over 20 years personally. And I did natural gas vehicles. I've done ammonia vehicles. I did a variety of vehicles. At the moment, there is no silver bullet. Definitely electric is not a silver bullet. It fits certain applications, but you're not going to get a 26,000 gross vehicle weight vehicle to run electric efficiently. So I think we can get many millions of vehicles, especially high mileage fleet vehicles, on propane that will displace many millions of gallons of diesel or gasoline. At the moment, there's no silver bullet, Cindy, but we're an important part of that arsenal to go after, or that menu, natural gas, propane, electric, and so forth.
How long do you think, honestly, it might take before we in the U.S. might be where Europe is, where it is part of, one sitting in someone's driveway?
Great question. Gasoline is about $10 a gallon in most of Europe, where propane at the pump is about $3.50 to $4 a gallon. We don't have that quite a disparity here. We have more or less $2.25 to maybe $3.80, say. So it's a nice disparity, and the fleets can take advantage of that, but it's not a 3-to-1 or 2.5-to-1 ratio like in Europe. So there might be some time. There's many grants and incentives by states and the federal government to get alternative fuel vehicles out there, which usually translates to natural gas and propane. They're the ones that are practical in the fleet applications. We've won many grants with our partners. So that gets the vehicles out there and it gets the fleet started. And once they see all the benefits and how easy it is to use and it runs equal to or better in gasoline, they start to expand. I think it's a while. My personal opinion is 5 years or so before we're quite like Europe in the millions and millions of vehicles, but we're definitely on the right track. To give an example, we did the same amount of business in the second week of June of 2014 that we did in 2013, and we had a very good year in 2013. So we'll probably do 2 or 2.5 times the sales we did in 2013, and that's indicative of the industry right now.
How many vehicles do you have on the road right now?
Over 12,000 in the USA and over 250,000 worldwide. And that's with fleets such as DHL, UPS, Menards, Metro Cars. You know, these are all very recognized brands that use hundreds, if not thousands, of systems.
Albert Venezio is the North American chairman of ICOM North America, based in New Hudson, and his company retrofits vehicles to run on propane. Albert, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Cindy. Pleasure being here.